19 minutes to 10. We talk about your financial health, of course, Tuesday nights. Then I like to follow up with a conversation about your physical health. And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we speak periodically here with our friends and commercial partners, the Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN, where they harness the latest scientific advances in health. They give you the attention, respect and care you deserve. It is whole person healthcare at the SAN, and their great professionals are available to us, including Professor Michael Hughes. He's a breast surgeon and surgical oncologist from the SAN to talk about breast cancer, how much progress we've made and how important it is, of course, for that early detection. I spoke with him earlier this evening.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
With so many conditions like this, and I think with this one, all of us know how important early detection is. So, again, what are the key signs to look out for?
Okay, yes, I just want to emphasise that early detection is really, really important. And the reason for that, that the cancers are detected early and they're smaller, they're less likely to spread to other parts of the body. And when cancers are detected early, they're much easier to treat. In many cases, there's less surgery, less radiotherapy, less drug treatment with chemotherapy and other drugs, and there's a faster return to normal life. So it's really important that all adult women are breast aware, and that's really going from the early 20s right through their life, and they should be very aware of what their breasts are normally like. So that's what they look like and what they feel like. And if they do notice a change in what the breast looks like, such as a visible lump or perhaps a dent in the breast, or maybe a change in the nipple appearance, then they should be contacting their doctor straight away. And in regards to feeling, every breast feels quite different. But if a lady knows what she's normally like and she notices that something's changed, particularly a hardening, then she needs to see her doctor straight away. Yeah. Irrespective of her age. And I think mums and dads should be encouraging their young adult daughters to be breast aware.
Yeah. So when, I mean, starting that, you talk about the early 20s, but at what age should you, if you've got daughters, even granddaughters, this advice, at what age should they start being aware of what they have and what those changes might be?
Well, really, from pretty much the age of 20, they need to be... aware of that part of their body. Just for example, like they need to be aware of their skin, because skin cancers can also occur in young adults as well.
And we know that if people have got a family history of it, that may make them more likely to contract breast cancer. So is that something that has to be factored in as well?
Absolutely. So I think that the age and frequency of imaging, so when we're talking about mammograms and other imaging modalities, it does need to be individualised based on that risk. So certainly if a close relative has had breast cancer in her 40s, then surveillance should start before the age of 40. But in general, I believe that all women should start having some form of imaging surveillance of their breasts no later than the age of 40. And then once they have their first round of imaging done, then one can determine their risk and need for surveillance after that based on that family history, but also based on what we call the density of the breast tissue or thickness. Now, when the breast tissue is quite thick, it means that the thickness of the tissue can block out an important lesion, and it can be missed. Mm-hmm. So women with thicker breast tissue should be informed of this, as it does decrease the ability of our radiologist to detect a cancer. And when they're informed of that, they can discuss it with their doctor and perhaps consider having some of the other modalities of imaging to help improve the sensitivity, meaning the ability of that assessment to pick up a cancer early.
Any of that imaging, people are reluctant. I think, oh, I'll put it off. Has it become an easier process?
Yes, definitely. So modern mammogram machines are quite different to what they used to be. And I might say the images are amazingly better than when I first started out. And so the main issue for ladies is that for a mammogram to be of high quality, there does need to be a degree of compression. And that's what really has made mammograms uncomfortable. With the newer machines, there is much less compression required. I might say it is very important that the operator, the radiographer, is such a crucial person or all of this, and they need to be experienced. And with an experienced radiographer doing a mammogram, there'll be much less compression and much less discomfort.
Yeah. Just to go back to the question, I think the key message is early detection. So is it possible to give us an idea if someone has something that's developed and how quickly is it developing? Because with early detection, I know the sooner you can start treatment, the better. So how fast does it move? Because that's what you're dealing with, isn't it?
Well, the answer to this is really quite surprising, because breast cancers actually do grow very slowly,
right,
by and large.
Yep.
But the thing is, as they do get bigger, then the apparent speed of growth seems to get faster, but that's just because they're doubling in size. But a lot of the existence of breast cancers, they aren't detectable, but you still would like to get them when they're like a centimetre in size rather than being 3 centimetres in size. And that sort of change can occur in some cases over a 12-month period, but probably more likely over a 2-year period. So that's why with surveillance and screening, the recommendation for most people is to do it every 2 years, because most things will not have progressed too much in that time. But people who are at higher risk are probably at higher risk of developing more aggressive cancers that can actually take off within a 12-month period.
Right,
but
okay.
I would not advocate surveillance any more frequently than every 12 months.
Yeah, and the support around people who can feel scared and alone. So how important is that, and what is available to them?
So I think this is where a sort of comprehensive assessment service comes in play, where it's just not someone waiting in a waiting room, usually with a lovely white coat on them, and then being called in, having the imaging, and then being sent away without knowing the answer of what's going on. And so certainly here at the SAN, at our breast care service, it's quite comprehensive in that there is a nurse who is basically the patient's advocate there, to be there for them and take them through the experience of going through the breast imaging. And it's also important that all the staff have a high level of expertise and professionalism, and that they're communicating together. So what the patient will see is a team looking after them, rather than just sort of going through in a sort of a factory mode. And of course, if there is something that is not quite right, then it's really important that the patients are informed of that in a kind, considerate and empathetic sort of manner, and that they're taken through that experience with thorough explanation, and then hopefully being able to expedite whatever further investigation or treatment is required in a very timely manner, so that they have a clear idea when they've been through the breast imaging service. They know what the result is. For the majority, it's going to be everything's fine, we'll see you in a year or two. But for those who they're something comes up, it's really important that they're looked after really well.
I'm with Professor Michael Hughes from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Just, you would be acutely aware and following very, very closely all the developments in terms of diagnosis, outcomes, recovery, treatment. So what advances have we made? Because we've talked about breast cancer for a long time. There must have been a lot of important developments in the field since you've been doing it.
I've been doing it for about 30 years or more now, and it's just been phenomenal, the progress that's been made, and it seems to be accelerating the speed of change and improvement. And so we look at the improvements in diagnosis through better technology. The mammogram machines have improved. The ultrasound machines have improved. We now have breast MRI scanning for certain circumstances, and it really is super fine in what it can pick up and the information it can give us. And we've introduced contrast-enhanced mammography, particularly for ladies with dense breast tissue, where a lump can hide amongst all the thick tissue. But because breast cancers produce their own blood supply, when contrast is injected into the the body, you'll see a blush on the scan that will tell you that there's a cancer there that you wouldn't detect otherwise. Yep. And things that are coming up, and there has been a bit in the media about breast CT scanning, but that's not yet approved for use in Australia. And that looks exciting, but even more exciting is 3D ultrasound machines, which will produce images that will be basically the equivalent of mammograms, but perhaps even better. And that's going to be something that we're going to see possibly coming over the next 10 years. Mm. But the other completely amazing thing has been in the management of breast cancer with the new drugs that are available and tailoring the treatment to the individuals, such that we can really decrease the amount of surgery that we need to do as breast surgeons.
Yeah, so, so you've been delivering a lot more good news today than you were when you started.
Absolutely, yeah.
And just as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what would you say? What's your final message to people?
I think early detection, screening, surveillance, that saves lives undoubtedly, and it also decreases the impact of the breast cancer diagnosis to a lady such that she can get treated and get on with her life very quickly. Late diagnosis, unfortunately, leads to a far more complicated recovery and an increased risk of recurrence.
Professor, great to talk to you. We all appreciate your work. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John.
Yes, look, and I do think it is fascinating. It is really, really important that we do have that very early detection, and that's Professor Michael Hughes, who's from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. 7 minutes to 10.